This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Big news. Chelsea Manning is going to be released from prison way earlier than anyone expected. She had a 35-year sentence for the dastardly crime of telling the truth about the U.S. military's actions, horrific actions in some cases, in Iraq and Afghanistan back in 2010. Sentenced to 35 years for that. So she's been in prison, in a federal military prison since 2010, so 7 years now. And Barack Obama, I would say unexpectedly, decided today to go ahead and issue a commutation and release Ms. Manning coming up in May. So there's a 120-day window or a 120-day window for whatever reason the bureaucrats are claiming. One of the bureaucrats, spokespeople for the military, is like, well, we've got this process and it'll help her get a place to stay when she gets out, as though she would have any trouble finding a place to stay if she were released. But regardless, we're going to continue. We'll take your calls. I know, Chris, you wanted to comment further, though, about the idea of libertarians moving together. We just had a gentleman on the line who, he likes the idea of, like, buying a piece of property in kind of the middle of nowhere and having libertarians move on to it and having, like, a libertarian place or neighborhood or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of... I'm going to use the word put down because I'm not sure if I can say the other word. Yeah, he kind of put down the idea because he says, well, there's not enough people, you know. The problem is people think that you need a majority in order to have an effect on politics.
Well, yeah, he wanted to take over a county or something like that.
Yeah, you don't need to have a majority. What you need is an active minority. And those are the types of people who are going to move. So that's how you can succeed, even if you don't achieve, even if the free state, you know, even if 20,000 people never move to New Hampshire.
They won't. It or at least not matter. Of the original 20,000. Right. I think eventually we'll
get 20,000. I think we'll get a lot more than 20,000. It's just going to take a lot longer. You know, it's going to take a long time.
But once this becomes the undeniable liberty place.
It already is. Yeah. It already is.
I agree with that, but not everyone knows it.
Yeah, I agree. It's more of a marketing thing, I think, that, you know, we need to focus on. But the thing is, most people are not active in politics. Yeah, they'll get on Facebook, whatever.
Sure.
That doesn't change politics. What you need is more people, more libertarians running for offices. You need, you know, more people, more libertarians going to, you know, the state house. You need more activism. That's what's going to make the difference. You need more people putting out news articles, libertarian perspective news articles. That's what's going to influence politics.
Sure.
It's not, you know, it doesn't matter that the majority are not libertarian. New Hampshire already, oh man, I wish I could remember the numbers now. Maybe you know, Ian. What is, it was something like most people were not registered as under Republican or Democratic Party
correct.
Or something
along
those
lines. Most of the voters in New Hampshire are what is called undeclared here.
There's already this opportunity to have an influence without even being, you know, part of either party.
New Hampshire is a very independently minded state. You know, if you look at the elections that we've had here, just this year, sometimes like critics, if you go on some of these libertarian groups, like right after the election, somebody will post things like, oh, you guys elected Hillary, you're supposed to be the free state. As though electing Trump would show that New Hampshire was a libertarian state. You know, what did you think, Gary Johnson was going to win here? Like, what were you thinking exactly? I think the mindset there is, oh, you voted for Democrats, and so therefore you're not freedom oriented. Well, first of all, we're still working on influencing things, right? Like, we're not the free state now. It's a project that people are working on.
Yeah.
But further, also, It's also worth looking at, first of all, Hillary barely won by like a few thousand votes, so it was a very close election in New Hampshire, and a governor won who is a Republican. So the people in New Hampshire voted barely for a Democrat and then voted in a Republican for governor after the last one was a Democrat. And Democrats have been governor here for a while. But what you'll see happen in New Hampshire is like the power will shift back and forth between the Republicans and Democrats. It's almost like it's not quite predictable, but over time I've noticed this is the case. New Hampshire people like to keep handing the power back and forth between the parties. And what ends up happening is one party gets into control. They repeal some of the things that the previous party did. They do their things. Then the next party gets in control. They spend time repealing what the other party did. So there's like this fight going on here where not one party doesn't really get a solid advantage for anything more than 2 years at a time here. It really is a purple state in that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you add in that, like you're saying, these undeclared voters who are neither, they're not married to either of those parties. They're just going to vote for who they think the best candidate is.
You know why I think we see this? It's because nobody likes either party, but there's no third option. And we're being, libertarians have been kept off the ballot for, how long was it now?
In New Hampshire, it's been more than 20 years since libertarians had full ballot access, like the Republicans and Democrats. And now we have it again because the libertarian candidate for governor this year did more than 4%. Which got us that ballot access again.
So things are changing. And even if it doesn't change, you know, in the near future, things are still changing at different levels. There's multiple Supreme Court cases, correct, on different things that have been activism that's been going on.
I mean, I've been involved in a couple of them myself.
Yeah, right.
But, Robin Hooders were victorious in the Supreme Court.
Right. And what was the other thing? Video cameras? Or no, wait, that was the, is that the one I'm thinking?
Don't know offhand what you're thinking of. I wanted the Supreme Court on a smoke alarm case.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's right. I wasn't even thinking of that one. There's a third one, I think, then. Anyway, the point is that there's different, there's all sorts of different activism that's going on here that is actually having an effect.
It's unprecedented. I mean, it's not just different, but it's more activism happening here probably in a week than happens, you know, in months in another state.
Every single week, there's you know, half a dozen events that, you know, probably
you can't
more than
do
that.
It all. You can't do
it all. There's more to do. And I'm thinking just like, even just in like the Keene area, there's multiple events. There's three, four, five events sometimes, depending on the week. But there's always at least three events going on, even if that's just more social events.
Yep.
That's happening.
Which
but,
never happened where I'm from, by the way. I mean, there were libertarians, but there was only like a dozen in all of Sarasota County, which was, you know, not a small place in Florida. The population of Sarasota County is probably 10 times the population of this area. And, you know, there was maybe a dozen to a half a dozen that would typically show up to a libertarian meeting, which ultimately was nothing really more than a social meeting because they barely did anything that I didn't initiate with, like, starting outreach booths and things like that. But, you know, I was never really social there, but here I've got more opportunities to be social than, you know, I can really fill my plate with.
And we're talking about, and part of the reason why so many people come out to these events, these social events, and these social events are often good because they get people talking, they get people collaborating and say, hey, I want to do X, and then you've got a bunch of people who jump on board to support you in doing X. And, you know, you actually get somewhere, and then other people get excited about other things and that they would never have done, they never would have taken the initiative to do.
Right. The fact that somebody else out there is like, well, I like the idea, but I just want it to happen here in my neighborhood, as opposed to going to New Hampshire like the rest of us have done. Like the rest of us picked up our lives. You picked up your business.
I did. I sold a house.
Yeah, and you moved here. I sold a house down
in Florida.
I sold
a house that I had just bought.
You know, I moved my business here. I bought mine like a couple years before, so basically just bought. And, you know, we've really committed to this. And there's a lot of people out there who are like, oh, yeah, come move to Texas. Come move to, you know, my city where I live, and let's start a movement around where I live. No. You're never going to really get any traction like that, I don't think. And why would anyone want to go to any of these other options when this has been happening for a decade, when we've got thousands of people who are here on the ground who've moved here to come together with the other people? So there's thousands more supportive people living here in New Hampshire who've been here their whole lives. I mean, we've got the best movement for liberty out there, and it's unchallenged. Nobody can challenge that claim. I've put it out there on the air before. If you think there's something better than the migration of libertarians, voluntarists, and liberty-loving anarchists to New Hampshire? I'd love to hear about it. Not some pie-in-the-sky idea about what might happen in the future with seasteading or Liberland. I mean, I think those are cool ideas, but right now, they're not real.
There's nobody moving there. They can't. It's a swamp.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, we're going to continue, and you can take control of the airwaves, plus more about Chelsea Manning coming up.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now, and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We are going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Also, we can talk more about Chelsea Manning and the unexpected pleasant surprise that she's going to be released from prison, from federal military prison, coming up in about 120 days. So May 17th is the date. Mark your calendars for that. It was great news. So we can get back into that. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And I think we've pretty much, you know, made our points about libertarians moving to New Hampshire. It's the best option, hands down. There's nothing else that even comes close to competing with it. There's a few Me Too kind of copycat projects out there, and they're not even... I mean, there was the Free State Wyoming thing, and they've basically...
This is the real deal.
Nothing has happened
down to.
With that. So one thing you can do if you want to connect with people who are here is you can check out the Shire Society forums. And somebody called in, you weren't on the show for this, but somebody called in a few days ago, Chris, and he said, you know, he's interested in moving to New Hampshire, and he's like, what are some resources that I can check out to connect with people? And I'm like,
yeah,
there really isn't a go-to place like there once was, and it's because of Facebook. There's all these little Facebook groups, but those aren't resources for anybody because you have to know they exist in the first place, and you know, a lot of people aren't on Facebook. You need to have something that you can recommend to someone that doesn't require them to be part of some social platform that already exists. Because
right.
somebody like you, who's a real yeah. asset, in my opinion, to this movement, you are not on Facebook and never have been.
No. Right.
So, you know, if Facebook was the only way for you to connect with the people here, you wouldn't be here. And so there, but you're here. And there are other options. So I mentioned the Shire Society Forum. And that is, you know, it's not the best forum because Facebook exists and has basically siphoned off all of the participation from forums. But it's got some life left in it.
It's coming back. It was, like, what was there, like a month? And now it's like every day there's somebody posting.
There's definitely posts every day.
Yeah.
Which is nice to see happen. There's new people signing up there at least monthly. Several new people every month will sign up. And so the more people that we can get posting there, the better. Now, the previous requirement was that you had to be a Shire Society signer in order to join the forums. I'm reworking the way the forums are kind of set up. We're going to try to focus more on Bitcoin, I think, now to try to bring some more people from New Hampshire in, because the Shire Society is not open only to people outside of New Hampshire. This is one of the key differences between the Shire Society and the Free State Project. The Shire Society is open to anyone who was willing to sign the Shire Society Declaration. So, you know, you don't have to be willing to move. The declaration is just a personal declaration.
Yeah, I think it's more important to get people actively participating, because even somebody who doesn't necessarily have any plan to move may get active and then decide to move.
That's right. They might change their mind after they see all the cool stuff that's happening.
Yeah, and I think there's definitely more resources that would be helpful and or could be helpful. And it was one of the things that I was very excited about, you know, wanting to do when I first actually, you know, was actually moving up here. And even before I moved, you know, I recorded my move. I've taken lots of videos since. But, you know, ultimately, I did try and communicate with the Free State Project, and they weren't really too receptive to updating their own resources. And it kind of put me back.
You mean on their website?
Yeah, it kind of put me back, because there are some resources on the Free State Project website. But
some of them are outdated.
Terrible
it's volunteers, you know.
Yeah, and you know, I was willing to put some effort into it, and it's just I didn't get a response for like 6 months.
So they have a forum, and we mentioned that the other night, but I actually went to check it out recently, and it's in as bad a shape as the Shire Society forum, except it's worse because their forum is still running the same old SMF forum software that it's been running for a decade. And one of the things that I think that breathed life back into the Shire Society forums is the fact that we put new software on there that's more modern. And, like, it's got little features to it that you don't realize it has that are really kind of – that make it stand out to me. So, like, people who are used to Facebook and these social networking sites are used to, let's say, seeing posts pop up instantly. Like, as soon as they type in their message and hit send, it pops up on the thread. Well, that's the same thing is true about the new Shire Society forums. The old forum, if you posted a message, then it would let you know, oh, so many people have posted a message since you started your message. You want to reload the page to read them? Well, on the discourse forums, the New Shire Society forums, it just pops in the posts. You don't have to reload the page once you post your message there. So it's a kind of a more seamless, flowing process. You can insert images in YouTube videos much easier. They show in the correct manner. So it's just a more modern version of a forum software, but yet it still retains that kind of old forum structure, and it feels familiar to people who remember forums.
Yeah, there's a lot of good resources on forums. That's something you're not going to get from Facebook. When I search the internet, forums will come up, but you never have Facebook come up. I mean, it's
that's a good point.
You know, even if there's not any like resource guide to how to move here or what places you can, you know, what services you can use in the area, at least you have something now if people start posting that kind of information on the forum.
Right. And there is actually, there is the 101 reasons to move to Keene, or 150, I think, reasons to move to Keene, which we put together here years ago and have updated, you know, every other year or every year since then. Mm-hmm. So there is that. In fact, David Jurist, who we went up to Concord with today, commented that it was some of the information that was in that document that actually inspired him to move to Keene. So it's good to know that people are actually reading that and that they find it useful. But, yeah, if you want to connect with other people who are here in New Hampshire to ask questions about a potential move, then I would recommend the Shire Society Forum. I think it probably is the best resource right now, and that's not saying much because
no.
You know, there's just not a whole lot out there since Facebook has basically just siphoned away so much of the people in this movement. They're there. They're on Facebook. But that basically means that, you know, you get lost among the shuffle of all this nonsense that Facebook loads you up with all these meaningless posts that all your friends are making or whatever. And it's hard to find the useful posts on Facebook. That's the real problem with Facebook. Whereas a forum, if there's somebody who posts a junk post, well, you can just move that to the junk post forum and then nobody has to see it. It's not going to junk up the other useful posts that are in there. Just the ability to moderate is something that forums have that Facebook does not have to any significant manner. If you're I know you're not familiar with Facebook, but if you're a moderator on a group on Facebook, you basically have two options: delete the post or leave it there. And there's, I guess, an option now you can lock the post down and leave it there. But ultimately, if you moderate more than one forum, you don't have the ability to move a post from one forum to another. I mean, this is basic forum 101, having the ability as a moderator to take an off-topic post and move it to the correct topic forum. Facebook doesn't have that. And so you just get all this clutter and no real organization. How's anybody supposed to find the right, you know, threads for them? How's anybody supposed to, you know, get a useful conversation started when they're cluttered up with a bunch of crap?
Yeah, I don't understand how Facebook is not a community. It's at least my understanding of it. Forums, you know, they actually let you interact with people in your community.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, you know, so it's a very local thing potentially.
Facebook wants you to believe that it's a community. They want you to believe that it's some sort of place where people can have productive conversations. But I rarely see anything productive on Facebook.
Yeah.
Very rare. So anyway, you can comment here, share your thoughts on platforms. You know, what is there? What's the best option out there? What's the best way for libertarians to connect, for libertarians to organize? I think it's a legitimate question. I want to know. I mean, I'm not saying the forums are the best option, but if there's something better, I want to know about it because I want to try it out. We need to try new things. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And if you want to try out the best pillow you'll ever use, go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. It's MyPillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position so you will sleep well. I've been using it for most of the last year, since early 2016, and it's been great. Now, if you get one of these and you disagree, you know, you don't have to take my word for it. You can try it out for yourself. If you disagree, you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back within the first 60 days. So you get a 60-day time window to, you know, determine whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it, you know, send it back. They'll send you your money back because they stand behind their product over at MyPillow. There's also a 10-year warranty on the MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. That gets you one MyPillow at half price, or two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you want. And you can also wash this thing. You can wash it in your dryer, or wash it in your dryer. You can wash it in your washer and put it in your dryer. It's designed for that. It's a great pillow. Go and try it out for yourself at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. It's Ian and Chris in the studio. I realize we spent the last segment talking about communications methods within the libertarian movement, specifically the one here in New Hampshire. And the Shire Society Forums is a great option, but we didn't even give the URL. So if you want to check it out, you can go to forum.shiresociety.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, Mike is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Thank you, Ian. Hello.
Welcome, sir.
So I can only speak to my experience. I lived in Wyoming, and but for work reasons. Not necessarily for liberty reasons, but it was a nice state. I mean, very, very, you know, cost of living's low. And
when were you there? How long ago?
I was there just in the last couple of years.
Oh, okay. Did you ever hear about the Free State Wyoming movement?
You know, I looked it up after I heard about y'all. So after I heard about y'all, I read about the Free State Project, and I heard that Wyoming almost beat New Hampshire for it. And, I was in southeast Wyoming, so it's a little more like Colorado, but it's still, it's great. And there's only 500,000 people living there, so it's actually a smaller population than, you know, of a million plus. Or whatever. But you know, it's a nice place to live. I'd say 7 out of 8 people or tend to be more, anti-government, at least. The government should leave us alone, yada, yada, yada. But I think that, like, the future of, like, I guess, repealing the federal government or whatnot is going to be some sort of nullification. And it's already happened. Up there in Montana, they had the – because I had friends from Montana and very similar, you know, anti-government kind of mindset. And, you know, they did that with the semi-automatic ban or, you know, the it's been done before, and I think whether it was Obamacare or you know, marijuana laws or whatever, I really think there was going to be a big movement. And I hope, and I've called before about this, and this is all I have to say, and I'll let you go, but I hope Trump doesn't stifle that, because I think we were really close, you know, on the precipice. And listen, if Trump repeals Obamacare and he does some liberty oriented things that surprise everybody and make us all happy, then, like, I'm all for that. But I think we were really close to nullification, and I think if people can move to a state like New Hampshire, even Wyoming, although the infrastructure is already in New Hampshire, you know, people have already, you know, done that, then I think states will have, I think the states will eventually, especially if the currency crisis ever does happen, quote unquote. Now, we've been hearing about that for a while, and I think inevitably it will happen, but it could be another 10, 12, you know, who knows.
Well, the currency's been devalued for, you know, I don't know, close to 100 years at this point.
100 years. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, to me, that's a crisis in slow motion. You know, whether it all strikes at once as far as inflation is concerned, it's still then whittling away at our buying power.
Absolutely, but there is, but it's still widely used. There's still faith in it, and people haven't quit using the dollar.
No doubt.
So if that ever happens, I think that the states will have more, I don't know, rights or control or whatever, and then it would be more. That's when it's really, really going to be crunch time for whether it's 20,000 libertarians or 40,000 libertarians, however many it is, to move in one place, because then they can have more say in the state government or whatever, as we work toward.
Well, you don't want to wait. You know, you don't want to wait for some sort of crisis to occur, because then you're going to actually be at a disadvantage. You know, if you wait around for the currency to falter before you decide, all right, now I'm ready to move to New Hampshire. Well,
why would you want to wait?
Yeah, right. Why would you want to wait, number one, when all this exciting stuff is happening right now?
Yeah.
but beyond that, if you do wait, you know, and the currency crisis strikes and they suck away your, you know, all your savings or your buying power, they give you a haircut on your bank account or whatever it is that the government, dramatic, dastardly thing they decide to do, then it's going to be that much harder to move.
I'm with you. Thank you very much, Ian.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you. Now, look, I know, when I moved here, I thought, all right, I'm moving to this place where all these people are going to be like me. You know, they're going to be these big activist types who are really active. And, it turns out a lot of the people who moved here have never done activism before in their life. And that's okay. I'm not saying that to down anybody. It's just the reality. They were excited by this idea. They were excited by what activism was happening here, and they're like, I want to be a part of that. I've never done activism, but I want to be a part of that. And so they come here, and then they, you know, start doing stuff, and they get involved, and they find the kind of the niche that they're interested in or the issues that mm-hmm. they want to focus on. But ultimately, you know, I thought we would have more success sooner. You know, I was unrealistic. I didn't know what to really expect. I figured, you know, a bunch of activists working together would see more successes sooner rather than later. Well, the fact is, it's taken a while. You know, I've been here a decade now. You're just about to finish your first year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. I don't regret it for a moment because there's nothing else like this anywhere. No other libertarian movement has had this level of success. There's nowhere else in the United States with as many libertarians, yeah, in the world, with as many, just from a political aspect, just looking at politics, leaving out all the civil disobedience like the epic victimless crime spree and all that stuff, just looking at politics, there's nowhere else in the world where there's a dozen libertarians elected to a state house. Nowhere. And we have that here. They're not Libertarian Party members, but they are principled libertarians who ran as Republicans and Democrats because, honestly, it was easier to do that. It was easier to pay $2.
Only way it was going to happen.
Yeah, and get on the ballot. And, and you know, we've got, and I say a dozen, it's more like two dozen now.
And and we should point out that the reasons that people are running as Democrat and Republican is because the two major parties have prevented libertarians from getting elected right. Increasing the...
It's just harder to qualify for ballot.
They basically make it difficult for people to get on the ballot.
2018 will be the first year in 20 years, as we mentioned earlier, where the libertarians finally have equal ballot access because the governor candidate in 2016 did well enough in the results to get that.
Which is also evidence that they took the hammer and they kept beating us down, but despite the fact that they beat us down,
we rose to the occasion and we're
succeeding.
And it's going to get better, and it's going to get better as thousands more people move here. And, you know, I think that the effects of that are really hard to explain, and they're also hard
Absolutely.
To see, because there are a bunch of people who are moving here that aren't the Ian Freeman or the Chris Wades, you know, the people who you did some civil disobedience with the beer pong event earlier in 2016, which is a visible form of activism. There's also invisible forms of activism, like just talking to your neighbors, you know, going and getting involved in community groups and connecting with people.
Backing up people who are going out there and doing activism.
There's
that helps.
And there's just a lot of culture, you know, shifts that can happen here, because when libertarians are connecting with average folks, libertarianism becomes more of a tangible, real thing, rather than it just being crazy old Ian Freeman on the side of the road with a honk and pay taxes sign. That was me down in Florida. But, you know, I got lots of honks, but nothing ever changed, right? Here, we're seeing actual political changes because we've got the concentration to make it possible. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil.
Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, maybe Ross Ulbricht will get a pardon in the next couple of days if we're lucky.
Yeah, I doubt it.
our luck has probably run out on this Chelsea Manning thing. But nonetheless, great news. And, of course, you're still welcome to comment. But wouldn't that be awesome if Ross Ulbricht gets a pardon? He said he's going to move to New Hampshire.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, his mom joined the Free State Project.
I was aware of I mean, I'm aware that she's very active in the Free
State
Project.
She is a Free State Project participant.
That's interesting. I know that. You know, it's actually interesting. Edward Snowden, I think they got 1 million signatures to pardon Edward Snowden.
And they didn't do it.
It was fairly recent, but they haven't.
Right.
Right. Not within Obama, anyway.
Nope. And I don't expect Trump's going to do it either.
Yeah, no way.
You know what? As far as the Silk Road goes, we were talking about Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road. I didn't mention who he was. He is the guy who is responsible for creating this amazing black market tool called the Silk Road that, unfortunately, the FBI took out of commission back in 2013.
It wasn't even a black market. It was just a market. It was a free market.
Okay, fine, but there was a lot of drugs being sold on the Silk Road.
Sure, no question.
You could sell other things there, but the bulk of their sales was drugs. And
they had electronics and other stuff.
They
did. Especially privacy ones.
They did. They had some hacking tools, which were also not really legal.
Well, I mean, just privacy-friendly tools, though. Not even, like, hacking tools.
I've seen books on the site, too. So, I mean, there was some legal stuff there. Packing materials and things like that. But anyway, the Silk Road, amazing thing for the black market. It really brought a level of safety and security and quality to the black market that had never existed. I mean, the guy deserves an award, but instead he's gotten two life sentences to prison
For saving people's lives, basically.
Yeah, yeah, right. For keeping people alive who otherwise would have died in the real street-level black market. And so, yeah, and then after his arrest, after the libertarians kind of took up his cause to some extent, especially many of them here in New Hampshire, he learned about the movement here and was very excited about it. But actually, one of his administrators, I don't know if you know this, but Inigo was the name of the person, one of his co-administrators on Silk Road was that was his handle, was Inigo. And his real name, the three names, Michael, I'm sorry, I'm spacing on his real name. But anyway, one of the administrators of the Silk Road actually came to Keene, and he came here with his girlfriend to visit.
Really?
Because they were considering moving, because they're both Free State Project participants.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then after he got arrested, his girlfriend contacted me and said, oh, by the way,
yeah,
this guy was one of the administrators on the Silk Road. So when he came here, we didn't know that about
him. Yeah.
He was just one of the, one of the, I don't know, hundreds of people who've come to Social Sundays.
I'd always wondered whether or not Ross or anybody, aligned with what he was doing with that was participatory in the New Hampshire movement, whether we're talking about Free State or otherwise.
Turns out there was at least one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool because it was definitely along the lines of what we're doing here. So
anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you and anybody who wants to. I'll find the name and if you search Inigo on Free Keene, it'll probably come up because I wrote an article about it back in the day. And by the way, he hasn't been sentenced yet. Which is interesting.
Okay, the administrator you're talking about. Yeah.
He's still awaiting his sentence on that. I've been kind of following and checking in with the Pacer system to follow the case over time here. Andrew Michael Jones, that was his name. I knew there was a Michael in there. Andrew Michael Jones, check that out. Go search for that name on Free Keene.
It's still possible, depending on how much time he gets, he could still move.
Yeah, that's a good question. We don't know what he's going to get.
We don't know what kind of sentence he's going to get. Usually they don't sentence the people who are... the small fries relative to the big guys.
They're not going
to
send as harsh of a message.
Chances are he's not getting 30 years or two life sentences. Two life sentences for Ross?
For Ross.
Yeah, I was thinking 30 years, but no, it was more than that. It was more than Manning.
Unbelievable. That's true.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going to die in prison.
Yeah, utterly insane.
So let's go to your calls here. Ralph in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, El Negro Animal. This is not fun for the sport for him to play wild with this self-demanding situation. As you very well know, he has not done anything to bring about the extradition of that animal cop killer in Cuba. You all know by now who I'm talking about. Let me say this.
It's hard to understand you, Ralph.
What
did you want Barack Obama to do about someone in Cuba?
Get the animal extradited back here in New Jersey to serve his case. Because there's no...
Which animal is in New Jersey that needs to... Wait, what?
Let me really say something about this.
But I want to know what you just said. I mean, you're so hard to understand sometimes because you won't download Skype on your phone and call us to where we can actually understand a word that you're saying.
This black animal, El Negro, is playing wild,
nice.
Like a wild animal, a wildlife, and a Joker wild. That's the content of his character. He doesn't inherit the mantle of Martin Luther King, in my opinion. He's a disgrace to the
absolutely.
Black
he's nothing like Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King didn't go to war.
Obama.
Right, yeah. Obama is nothing like Martin Luther King. Thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. Did somebody compare him to Martin Luther King?
Does
somebody believe that he's actually a peace guy?
Didn't he get the Peace Prize or something? Which is utterly absurd.
Yeah, they should strip him of that.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, this guy drops bombs on peaceful people around the world. Martin Luther King wouldn't do that. Martin Luther King was a peace activist. Martin Luther King wouldn't even embrace the violent methods when they were presented to him. That was one of the stark differences, of course, between King and Malcolm X, for instance, was Malcolm X was this guy who was advocating violence as a solution, and Martin Luther King would not embrace that. And so, totally different from Barack Obama. Let's continue with Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, it was announced that we have the lowest abortion rate since the year of Roe versus Wade. So that since 1969, And, you know, they're speculating. They're just assuming that women have better birth control now. They have access to IUD, so they're not getting pregnant in the first place. So then
okay.
they don't have to, abort later. You know, it's like abortion is not a means of birth control anymore. So I'm really impressed. It's really good. And
yeah, you know, technology. Hey, how about that?
Is birth control even, would that even be?
What,
I mean, abortion, would that even be birth control?
They have these IUDs now that are good for like 5 years and it releases hormones for 5 years. It's like a birth control hormone that's released into your body.
Right.
But it's good for 5 years.
That's amazing.
And so, yeah, you're protected. So if, you know.
I got a vasectomy. It works great, I got to say. Best $700 I ever spent. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Your question was about abortion. Was that birth control?
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's kind of lazy birth control.
Yeah, it seems kind of messed up, but, yeah,
I guess technically.
Technically it is because they haven't been born
right,
yet.
You're preventing a birth by aborting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess, you know, where she's coming from is a good point. If people are against abortion, then they should support birth control. And the funny thing is there's some religions who don't.
Yeah.
Like, was it Catholic Catholicism, I believe. The Pope is sort of
I don't know if he's
notorious.
Is that still your stance?
I believe they are still against condoms. I could be wrong. Maybe the new Pope changed that.
I want to say that the new Pope changed that or something.
Okay.
And it was like I was shocked or something. But he was like, I totally could be talking, you know.
Pope Francis, according to CruxNow.com, takes the classic Vatican approach to birth control and Zika.
Okay.
Pope Francis, what did Pope Francis actually say about contraception, according to CatholicNewsAgency.com?
I thought he said something crazy, like unbelievably, like they called him crazy, like he's out of his mind.
During an in-flight conference on his way back from Mexico, Pope Francis was asked by a reporter about the threat of the Zika virus in many Latin American countries, noting the virus may be linked to birth defects when transmitted from a pregnant woman to her unborn baby. The reporter asked the Holy Father about proposals involving abortion or else avoiding pregnancy in areas where Zika virus is present. The Pope responded by emphatically stating that abortion is a crime and absolute evil that cannot be justified. He also spoke on the topic of avoiding pregnancy. He said, quote, Paul VI, a great man in a difficult situation in Africa, permitted nuns to use contraceptives in cases of rape. 7 sentences later, he added another comment, not mentioning contraception specifically. He simply said that, quote, avoiding pregnancy is not an absolute evil. In certain cases, as in this one or in the one I mentioned of Blessed Paul VI, it was clear. Numerous news outlets suggested the Pope was introducing a change or at least a softening in a previous teaching. However, Dr. Melissa Moshula, a philosophy professor at the Catholic University of America, suggested this may not be the case. And then they go on to justify why they aren't so sure about that. So let's just say it's undecided.
Yeah.
But yeah, birth control, helping people avoid abortions. Seems like a good thing for those who are against abortion to support birth control.
Mm.
It's Vinny Ian and Chris here with you. Check out Chris over at thinkpenguin.com, especially if you're looking for a new computer. Meanwhile, we'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.